structure. The stage is yours.
Thank you. So I'm going to talk about GeoOrchestra, a special data infrastructure. So before starting to talk about GeoOrchestra, I'm going to present myself. So I'm Emilien De Vos. I work as a DevOps engineer in the geospatial department at Kemp2Kemp. So Kemp2Kemp is located in the Alps of France. And I also love about open source. I have a GitHub repo, a GitHub user if you want to check out my project. So before talking about the actual piece of software, maybe a lot of people do not know what is geospatial data. So geospatial data is the science to process and exploit geolocalized data that can be represented on a map. So if you ever used OpenStreetMap, you probably already used geospatial data. Or maybe I should not say Google Maps, so you probably used geospatial data. So what is spatial data infrastructure? Spatial data infrastructure is a framework of spatial data, metadata, users, and tools that are interconnected between each other in order to use spatial data in a flexible and optimized way. So why is GeoOrchestra a complete data infrastructure? So GeoOrchestra is composed of multiple tools that are open source and maintained by volunteers. So the first tools, the one that everyone knows, is PostgreSQL. We use the PostGIS extension to store geospatial data. And then we have a GeoServer, because when you store geospatial data, you want to access it, this data. So you have APIs to access this geospatial data, like WMS, WMTA, and so on. And then you have a GeoNetwork, because when you have geospatial data, you want to have some context, some metadata. So you want to know the description of this geospatial data, you want to know who created it, you want to know the date of the creation of the data, the geospatial data, and the license, and so on. So that's where GeoNetwork comes into place. And then once you have this geospatial data, you want to visualize it on a map, like you will be doing on Google Maps. So you use map stores to show this geospatial data on the map. And then once you have your geospatial data, you may want to control this geospatial data, because sometimes you do not want to show this geospatial data to the public. You want to restrict it to people. So that's where the console comes into place. You have a users, a role, organization, and so on. So you could think of GeoOrchestra like a Linux distribution. There are multiple tools that are interconnected between each other, and then you have this spatial data infrastructure. So I want to remind that all the components in GeoOrchestra are open source. And there are actually more components in GeoOrchestra that I'm not going to talk in this presentation. So once you know about the insight of a GeoOrchestra, why should you use a GeoOrchestra? Why are the use cases? So the first one is to manage and share relevant information. So region of, especially in France, use GeoOrchestra to store their geospatial data and then share it to the public. So here are a couple of NAs that maybe French people knows about. We have Lille that uses Azure Orchestra. We have Hauts-de-France, Grand Est, Haute-Loire, Brittany, and outside of France, we also have countries like Bolivia. Azure Orchestra is also used in smart cities. When people want to know specific information about the cities, they can know, like in this example, information about a park in the cities of Rennes. So it's very useful to have this kind of information. And there is also the digital factories. Deutsche Telekom uses Geoorchestra to deploy the rollout of the fiber optic in Germany.